If you bark, meow, quack, whinny, or have someone in the house that does, this is the talk show for you. It's the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
We're back here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, and we're having a conversation this morning about 4-H and what goes on at places like the Ingham County Fair. We're talking with Betty Jo Nash, the Extension Educator from Michigan State, and we've got with us Katie Reed, who's a member of the Sandhill 4-H Club. And Rick, you had a question for Katie.
Yeah, Katie. Okay, so we know you're into cows, and we also know that you go to the 4-H, to the Ingham County Fairgrounds, and you're part of the whole 4-H effort. What does that entail? What do you do on a day-to-day basis? When does it start? Imagine what, you know, and then how do you find it interesting?
Usually on a day-to-day basis, we get there about 7:30. All chores have to be done by 9, and chores include washing the cattle, putting soap on them, scrubbing all the dirt and sawdust off, and then taking them back, brushing them out, feeding them with certain feeds, water them and give them hay, and then you stand around and watch the animal, make sure they don't poop all over the place, and clean them when they get up, and every animal has that same timeline.
Okay, and then what, and you're doing all of that for the reason that you're going to be, you take them in front of some judges, yes?
Yeah, show day, you go into the judges, and you have showmanship classes where it matters what you do, and like how you present yourself to the judge and with the animal, and the market classes depends on how good this year is.
And say that again?
Market classes depend on how good this year is.
Oh, okay. So market. I got it. And so how have you done? You've been doing this for 8 years now. How have you done any of those judgings yet? Or are you yet to be judged on that?
Judging was Tuesday, cattle judging. We did okay. Grand champion, intermediate showman, so.
That sounds good.
Yeah. I mean, is there better than grand champion?
Katie seems to be a little modest, I think.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. I think I'd
well,
be
you know, she's
happy.
Done it for 8 years, and she's probably, you know, okay, yeah, grand champion. Yeah. Well, how did that make you feel, really?
It made me feel pretty good. I've got second in the last couple of years, so just I won. It was pretty good.
Wow. Yeah. I'm not saying she's the top dog. She's the top cow.
Yeah, no, that is really, really good. Let me ask this question, Betty Jo. What are the ages for people to be involved with 4-H? Do you have to be a certain minimum age? And is there an age where they say you're not allowed to?
Lee, I think if that's where you're getting, I think you missed your chance.
Well, I'm sure I can't get in there, but there might be some kids who might want to.
Well, our program is for 5 to 19-year-olds. We have a special program for 5 to 8-year-olds we call Clover Buds, and that is basically an intermediate or an introductory level for the kids. Once the kids reach that 9-year-old age, that's when most of them would be able to start bringing an animal to the fair and participating in the animal segment. So from 9 to 19 then is our older kids. But then we also utilize volunteers, so anybody over 19, you would be able to be involved from a volunteer aspect.
Get out the pitchfork, Lee.
Well, hey, and you haven't seen me in my overalls, Rick. It's quite the sight. So, well, let me ask you, as far as the different diversity of animals go, what kind of animals are typically being shown at the fair or through 4-H? I mean, I'm assuming that besides steer, there's pigs and sheep. And, I mean, give me an idea of what kind of animals you might see there.
Yep. We have a variety of animals. Prior to the fair, we do our dog and cat judging. That way those animals are able to go home and they don't have the stress of staying at the fair during the week. Once the fair starts, we do all of our livestock comes in on Sunday and stays until the following week on Saturday evening or the next Sunday morning. Within our livestock, we have beef, sheep, swine, dairy, and dairy market animals that we show what are considered large livestock. And then our small livestock is our goats, our rabbits, and our chickens. And all of those things are able to be sold in our livestock auction.
Interesting. And what about the llamas and my friend the alpaca?
4-H does have divisions for llama and alpaca, but unfortunately this year we did not have any exhibitors in those areas.
What about guinea pigs?
Guinea pigs fall under the pet division. They do get to stay the week at the fair in the rabbit barn, and so they are shown actually on Wednesday for the rabbit show, and the kids get to take those home at the end of the week.
A little warm to heart to me. I was from the age of 10, I was fascinated with guinea pigs. By the time I was 16, I had like maybe 50 guinea pigs when we opened our first pet store, and it was a world of actually when I was actually 10, I think we had that many, and we had like we could sell guinea pigs at that, you know, that's what we did, and that's what was my part of the family. We had a big adopted family, and guinea pigs were a really big part of mine. I never took them to 4-H shows though. But I kind of wish I had.
Yeah, I can imagine how they might have performed there. But let me ask Katie this question. Do you have cows at home?
Yes, I have about 25 cows at home, all purebred Angus.
Okay, so my guess is then your day has to start pretty darn early when it comes to taking care of 25 cows.
Yeah, really early.
Okay, and how do your friends respond to that? I mean, do they think, God, you're crazy? You should be on Facebook talking with different people as opposed to being out tending to the cow. I mean, how do the other kids respond to that?
At first, they don't believe me that I have cattle because I go to a public school in East Lansing. But then they come home to my house and they see them and they're like, wow, you're a country girl. Yeah, I am.
What a connection, and that's probably made a big difference in your life, has it not?
Yeah, it has.
Yeah, and do you see that a lot in the different other members that are part of the 4-H program? Do they really find, is there a certain special quality to people that really get involved with these animals?
Yeah, they're all nice and kind, and they all have really good responsibility.
Hats off to animals and their connection. That's fantastic.
Oh, absolutely, and again, to appreciate the value of them, I've got to tell you, my wife is a huge milk drinker, and she makes me drive a huge distance to this special dairy to get the milk that she really likes. And most people don't realize that milk does have different tastes based on how it is that these animals are raised. So what you're doing really can make a difference in a lot of people's lives. And maybe you don't think about that, but in 4-H, it sounds to me like you're thinking very much about the business aspect of this whole thing.
And today we're into, you know, kind of drive the Michigan economy, think local. Has that spirit shown itself in the 4-H groups? Do you see more interest at the individual level?
Absolutely. I think 4-H is a great program that allows agriculture to be seen on a local level. Within Ingham County, we especially have a very diverse population, everything from rural to very urban. And so in some cases, it allows a good connection so that people have that ability to see where each other is coming from. We did some work around careers and entrepreneurship through 4-H recently and showed where a lot of the jobs, there's over a million jobs in Michigan that are related to agriculture, and almost all of those people probably got their start in 4-H.
And one thing that we have, there's MSU has Exploration Days, and it's connected with 4-H, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And we're part of that program. We actually have kids come in for several hours, 2 days in a row, and they learn about, through 4-H, you know, the care and keeping and the appropriateness of different pets and their husbandry. And that's something that's really fascinating to be part of. So it's amazing how far-reaching 4-H really is, and that, you know, yeah, there's the Ingham County Fair, and you get to see these 4-H animals, but it's really about the kids, and it's really about getting your kids involved. So anyone that's listening that has a child that's in that age group, think about the 4-H network. It seems like it's a very safe, appropriate, and diversion from those laptop computers or those handheld, you know, get them off the toys and into the barn.
Well, Katie, and that leads me to the question, do you see yourself getting into a career now that you are into cattle? Is this something that you would like to do in your future when you get done with school?
Yeah, I'm planning to go to college for agriculture and see what I can do in there, and I want to move to Texas and get longhorns.
Okay, so we've got ourselves a longhorn rancher that we've developed because of this 4-H start, and I just think that that's terrific. Betty Jo, Katie, thank you so much for coming in. It's been a fascinating conversation.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
It's our pleasure. We've been talking this morning with Betty Jo Nash, the Extension Educator from Michigan State in the 4-H program, and Katie Reed, who is a future rancher and currently a member of the 4-H Sandhill Club. Thank you very much. Rick, it's been a really good discussion. There's great events that go on in mid-Michigan in the summertime, and whether it's enjoying the dog days in Williamston or enjoying all the animals at the Ingham County Fair, it really is a great opportunity for people to get out and see animals. And it's frankly one of the only reasons why I'll allow people to, if they missed our show, then it's okay, but they can go to our website and they can listen to the show on the website at 1320wils.com, or you can always listen to it streaming live if you happen to have a computer or a handheld device around. Or if you want, you can even send us an email at mmpets@1320wils.com. So on behalf of my co-host, Rick Pruce, and our producers, Holly Rotter and Nick Casey, this is Lee Cohen saying thank you for having joined us. We'll look forward to seeing you again next week. Have a great week, and please, especially after the conversations we've had this morning, take good care of your pets. Have a great week, everybody.